we're talking about Chizuk Rabbi Tochen. Tochen, like we said, is recognition that Hashem runs the entire world. In any situation that we're in, even though sometimes it looks like a hard situation, impossible to get out of, it changed within a second. It's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the brothers that we say in Shemoneh Esrei that stresses this point, how things could immediately change, is the bracha of Olam Al Shinim Al Tizikro. One of the misunderstood brachas, Olam Al Shinim. Some people say, think that it's going on, it's inspired by Goyim. The Torah is made about Jews. Jews that are non-believers, and more than that, Jews that, because of the lack of belief, they are attacking the religion, attacking the Chachom Ha'atayra, the Lengdei Ha'atayra. That's what this brother was instituted for. So we say, wow, how can he say anything a Jew? I love all Jews. I love all the Rishonim. Let them keep on doing what they have. Just, we have to have Avos Yisrael. It's a type of mistake that people make. And it's mamish, the person who feels that way, is somebody who has total disregard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's design in the world is that everybody should believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody should be kindness mitzvah. And the people that are not doing that, their influence has to be eradicated. So, if you notice, I saw that Rav Avigdor Miller points out in the Bracha Olam Al Shinim, it says four times words that connotate immediate. It says Keregio Toiveis. All the evil in the world, and talking about the Jews that are behaving in such a fashion, should be not exist immediately. But it's better Mehela Yikereisu. All the ones who have hate towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, very quickly they should be cut off. As they did, the ones who intentionally are trying to remove religion, Yerushalayim, from members of Klal Yisrael, Mehela Te'akev, they should be uprooted immediately. To Shabbat they should be broken, to Magad they should be limited in their power, Tachnir they should be subjugated, Mehela the Yomeinu. So this is a point that when we misspell that the influence should be immediately stopped. How? We don't have to tell Hashem how to do it. Leave it up to Him. You have different ways of eradicating evil in the world. It could be that immediately Mashiach will come and everybody will suddenly realize, like we say it in Shemoneh Esrei, in Yom Ne'orim, Kol Arisha, Oshem Tichlet, and just suddenly, whoop, people will see that it has no substance. They will see that it's virtual, it's not real. All Arisha is virtual, even though it sounds very real. Or some other thing would happen, according to Mechoyz and Shuvah. Or other ways they disappear. It's not a business to tell Hashem how to do it. But we have to have a deep feeling that the evil in the world is something that is so contrary to the Ratzon Hashem, the desire of Hashem for us and for the world, that we can't take it another day. And we believe that Hashem can remove it immediately. And that's why we have to misspell it. This time of the year, like we're saying, it's the time for us to wake up. Our Shemoneh Esrei is a mitzvah, and Noshim is a mother. We can't have the Shemoneh Esrei every day, the same old Shemoneh Esrei, dreaming to our Shemoneh Esrei. We have to wake up a little bit. And if we don't say it in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, say it at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, say while we're folding our talis, say whatever you want to say it. But we have to have more of a feeling of care for the Kodesh Shemayim and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not something for my personal convenience. We can manage in every situation. Our tefillahs have to feel more than Kodesh Shemayim and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, Hashem, when we spell Mehera, the Resha will be eradicated from the world. The people that go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, like we say in the Yom Ne'orim, will be time of the tzaddikim will be aloizu, chasidim bevina yogilu, and we'll see the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed in Hezim and Hezim.